All right, we're going to start at the top of Daled Amud Aleph. Yesterday we left off with the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and the issue of when we look at Asher Yershiyun, which is written in Parshat Shomrim. When it's written in Parshat Shomrim, that Yershiyun is written in the singular form in terms of its lettering, if you had no nikudot. But if you look and read it in the Nikudot that are found there, Yeshiyun is written in the plural form. So machlokas between them is this Yeshiyun, is it plural or is it right singular in the form? And that comes down to machlokas, which the Gemara is going to spend most of today discussing, is which is Im Yesh Eim LeMesoret or Yesh Eim LeMikra. Right, Eim LeMikra is we look at how the word is pronounced. How the word pronounced is going to define for us what the halachic implications of the word are. Eim lemesoret, ish eim lemesoret is the mesorah of how the word is written. Right? So the mesorah of how the word is written in the Torah, whether it's written in chaser, malay, is written here where it looks in the singular form. So the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which is about how many judges that we need, or how many come out of the Parshat Shomrim, that machlokas, we're going to look at it on a broader scale, for many machlokot in Shas, about Yesheim LeMikra, Yesheim LeMisorot. So the just to quickly look, if you look at the top of the page here, the Parshat Shomrim that we have from Shomer Chinam, right here, you can see what the issue is that you have the word Elohim three times, in the first part is Shmot Perchav Bet, right, that's how we learned out that you need three dayanim, is because it says Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times. Now, along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it says Yarshiyun. Now, if you read Yarshiyun, Yarshiyun is extra or means plural. If you look at Yarshiyun as being plural, then it turns out that you do not have three, but rather four times the word Elohim. Because then you have Elohim, Elohim, and then Yarshiyun Elohim, which would be plural, be two. You have four. You add one, so you don't have a Beis Din Shakul. Then you have Chamisha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are five right times that the word is mentioned because it's pronounced Yarshiyun.
Well, what about Elohim is also plural?
Yeah, but that's the word itself. The word itself, even referencing a singular item, is plural. It's not a. It's like fish. Right? It's right. It's not. Just because it's Elohim doesn't mean that there are multiple. Guys, the term itself means a power that is able to cause something to happen. But it doesn't mean that it's referencing a plurality. It could be referencing a singular object, like God. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, the Gemara says, at the top of Daled Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, Ubeit Shammai, V'Rabbi Shimon, V'Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Svirlu Yesh Eim LeMikra. All of them hold that this idea that we go after Batar Kriya, the way that the word is read, rather than the way it is written. Rebbe Adamran. Rebbe is what we just described now, that even though the word Yarshiun, had you not had the Nikudot, right, you could have read it in the singular form. Nevertheless, with the Nikudot, you read it in the plural form, so that we have already. Now, what are the next, the other one? Number two is Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz. How is it? Shalu, Titania, Shalu Talmidav, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz. Ekra Ani Shivim. I would have read the word as Shivim. So where are we talking about? If you look in the page, the second set of Sukkim comes from Vayikra Yudbet, the beginning of Parshat Tazria. Beginning of Parshat Tazria, right, there is a requirement, or there is a definition of a woman who gives birth. What are her Yimei Tum'ah, and what are her Yimei Tahara? So it depends. If she gives birth to a Zachar, then she's Tumeah for 7 days, and then she has Yimei Tahara for 33 days. And that's what's written here. V'yalda zachar v'tama shivat yamim. And afterwards, in Pasuk Dalet, shloshim yom v'shloshet yamim, teshev v'dmei tahara. She has the dmei tahara. She's a tvul yom aroch for those 33 days. When it comes to a nekiva, it says, v'im nekiva teleid v'tama. So this word you could have read, had you known nukudot there, like I just did in the Gemara, you could read the word as shivim. Right? There's, without nukudot, you could read it, im nekiva teleid v'tama shivim. And then you could have read, v'shishim yom, v'shishim yomim, teshev al dmei tahara. So there have been 70 days of Yimei Tuma, and there would be 66 days of dmei tahara. Now, the way the Torah, or the way the Mesorah is, that we have had to read the word, the Nukudot on the word, the Mikra of the word is Shvuayim. Shvuayim being 2 weeks, rather than Shiv'im being 70 days. But how do you know that? How do you know which one to go with? So Yochol Tehei Yoledet Nekevah Tmeah Shiv'im. I would have thought that Yoledet Nekevah would be Tmeah for 70 days. Amalem, Timei B'Tiher B'Zachar, B'Timei B'Tiher B'Nekevah. Right, there's a quantity of days that he's tamei, that a woman is tamei by his, when she gives birth to a male, and there are the quantity of days of tara, and the same thing is true by a female. Ma, kishetier bezachar, right? When it comes to the by the zachar, being a keva kiflayim. So when it comes to the zachar, there it's explicit that a zachar is shloshim yom shloshit yamim. The days of tamei tara are 33 days. Whereas the Dmei Tahara for a Nekevah that's born are Shishim Yom V'Sheshet Yamim. So it's 33 versus 66. The ratio is 2 times. 66 divided by 33 is 2 times. So for a Nekevah, you're going to wait twice as many days of Tahara. So that's your Af Shishit Yamei B'Zachar. So also when it comes to Tumah Zachar, Nekevah keep lying. Then you would also double it by the Nekevah. So if you use the same ratio of the Dmei Tahara, or the days of Tahara, used by the days of Tumah, we know by a male it's Shivat Yamim, we know that it's 7 days. If you double that by Nekevah, you get 14 days, you get 2 weeks. So that would push me, or that would force me to read the word as Shvuayim rather than Shivim. The Chashi Yatsu, after they left him, he went out and he chased them down. After he had given them this limud, he chased them down. Amar lahem, iatem zekukim lekach. You don't need that limud. Why? Shvuayim karinan, v'yesh em lamikra. The way we read the word is shvuayim. We read the word shvuayim, and em lamikra, we go after the way the word is pronounced. The way the word is pronounced is shvuayim. So we're not going to talk about shivim. We don't need a limud to teach us in shvuayim. Shvuayim is because we have a mesorah. That's the way it's written. That's the way it's read. Since it's read that way, that means it's Shvuayim. So we see again here from Yehuda ben Ruetz, Ishem lemikra. Beit Shammai. Here we're coming to Beit Shammai. Where do we know that Beit Shammai also holds Eim lemikra? The Tanan. We have a Mishnah. Zvachim. Beit Shammai omrim, kol hanitanim al mizbeach hachitzon, shenitanan bematana achat kiper. Any korban that is brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, if you get one matan dam on the mizbeach, that is sufficient. Ubechatat. When it comes to a chatat, you need shtei matanot. A chatat normally requires 4 matanot, which is one on each of the karnot amizbeach. But here we're saying that bidyevet, right, to be yotze, what is ma'akev is you have to have two, at least two. When it comes to a, for instance, shlamim, ola, asham, they require what's called shtei matanot shehin arba, 2 matanot that turn out to be 4, which is that on the lower part of the mizbeach, you take with the bucket, or a some sort of the mizrak, the utensil that holds the dam, you zorek it, you throw it or shofech it al mizbeach on the corners. So one matana would be sufficient there out of the two. By the chatat, 2 out of the 4 would be sufficient in ibi yotze. Beit Hillel omrim af bechatat, even by chatat shenatanan b'matana achat kiper, even by chatat a single matana will be sufficient in order to be yotze the chatat, or to have the chatat be mechaper. From Ravuna, my time at the Beit Shammai. How does Beit Shammai know their din? Where do they get their din from? Says because it says karnot, 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 harikan sheish. That is 6 times the word karnot are written. Now, where is this 6 times that the karnot are written? So, Rashi points out here that if you look in the page that we have here, it's in Vayikra Perek Dalet. It's in this third source that you have, Vayikra Perek Dalet. It says there are 3 korbanot chatat that are spoken about here. Truthfully, which I brought for you afterwards, is that there are actually more. There are actually 5 that are discussed over here, korbanot chatat. There is a korban chatat which is brought by the Am as a whole. Right, that is the par helam davar shel tzibur. They make a mistake. There's a par that is brought by the kohen agadol, the par of the kohen amashiach sheyecheta. Those are the first 2 that are mentioned in the parsha. Those we are not going to discuss because those are brought on the mizbeach pnimi. If you look here, I brought it for you. It's in the fourth section here. The reason we don't discuss those is because those are al karnot mizbach toret hasamim. If you see it by the Kohen HaMashiach, and by the Paralem Davar Tzibur, it says, Karnot Mizbech HaShelifnei Hashem HaShelbo Omoi. Those are brought on the Mizbech HaZahav, on the Mizbeach HaKetoret, which is found inside the Eichal. That's not what we're discussing over here. We're talking about korbanot that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so those are not relevant. The next three chatot mentioned in that parsha are the chatat ha-nasi. If the nasi does a chet, he brings a se'ir azim zachar tamim. That's one. Number two is nefesh chata chata is an individual. An individual is chote, has an option of what they bring for their chatat. What are the options what they bring for chatat? It can either be a sirat izim tmima, or they can bring a keves nekeva, which is a kivsa. The option for a chatat a yachid is kivsa and sirat izim, or sira. So in those three parshiot, the word karnot appears. In each of those cases, the word karnot appears chaser, but is read as karnot in the plural form. So if you look at just right, if you look, it's in pasuk chav hey, vayikadal pasuk chav hey. So kav goyim midam chatat betzvo natan al karnot mizbach aula. Mizbach aula is the mizbach chitzon. That's for the korban chatat of the nasi. Once again, you find it in pasuk lamed. This is the chatat ayachid, which is sira, which is sira tizim tibyan ekeva. There in lamed it says lakach goyim midam betzvo natan al karnot mizbach aula. Again, the mizbach chitzon, the word karnot is used. And the last one is found in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, which is talking about the keves, the keva, which is a kivsa that can be brought to chatat yachid. Over there again it says, v'kach chayim idam ha-chatat betzvon natan al-karnot mizbach ha-ula. So in all these cases, you have the word karnot, read with a malay, read as in the plural, karnot being the plural. Right? Yet it's spelled with karnot without a vav, it's spelled chaser. So along comes Beit Shammai, and this is what Bibo says. I'll explain to you the Ravuna says, I'll explain to you the reasoning of Beit Shammai. It says, karnot, karnot, karnot. Three times the word appears and is read in the plural. Harikan, sheish. So six. The word karen is now mentioned six times here. So I look at it. Arba the mitzvah. Four of them come to tell us about the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah of a korban chatat is to sprinkle the dam al the karnot ha-mizbeach. How many karnot ha-mizbeach are there? Four. So that's the basic four. Ushtayim akev. So now I have two extra instances of the word keren. Two extra instances again. Come to me, tell me that it's ma'akev. That you need to, if you put two on, that's ma'akev in terms of the korban chatat. You have a minimum of two. The mitzvah is four. Ubeit Hillel omim, karnot, 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 harikan, arba. If I look at karnot, 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 I only have four. So now if I have four, gimel the mitzvah, three of them are used for mitzvah, v'achat la'akev. And one of them comes to teach me that it's ma'akev. Alright, now what is the question here is, what is the limud? What's the limud over here for Beit Shammai? So now if you look in Rashi, Rashi is the if you look in Rashi, karnot, 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 it says, b'chatat shel mizbeach chitzon. We're talking about chataot on the mizbeach hachitzon. K'tiv b'sir d'nasi, k'tiv karnot chaser. You look in our, we just looked at this now, in the karen of the nasi, it's written chaser, which is in pasuk chavhei, perak dalet pasuk chavhei in Vayikra, karnot chaser, that's what we have. Uv kivsadi yachid, k'tiv karnot malei. Right? If you look in the Karen, that's written by the Kivsa de Yachid, which is the last Karen that's written here, that's in Pasuk Lamed Dalet. It's written Malay. You look in our Chumash right now, but it's written Chaser, and that's what it's known, the Meshur Tashat, it's known that right on the side. Chol Chumashim Tikonim, Gam Bimisora, Karnot, Chaser, Ktiv. It's not written Malay, he doesn't know where Rashi got it. Ubisira de Yachid, Ktiv, Karnot, Chaser. It's written Karnot, Chaser. So Rashi claims that the Limud right over here is that you have Karnot, Karnot, two of them are chaser. Karnot, one malay, that gets you four karnot. The only problem is that all three of them in our chumash are written chaser. Right? I'm it's going to be a recurring problem here in the Gemara, that which the Gemara has, or what Rashi is describing here, is not the case in our chumash. Right? So here you have karnot, karnot, karnot. You have karnot, chaser, karnot, chaser, and according to Rashi, at least one of the karnot is malay. That gives you four karen, four karnot. If you have four karnot, what do you do with those four karnot? Beit Hillel says three of them tell you that there's a mitzvah, because that, and one of them is ma'akev. Meaning that you have a minimum of one that is ma'akev, and on top of that, you have additional three that are the mitzvah. So Gemara says, well, emakulu the mitzvah. Why can't they just learn like Beit Shammai that all four of them are the mitzvah? Why do you have to say three is the mitzvah, one is ma'akev? That Gemara says it's pretty easy. Kapara bichti lo ashkechan. We don't find free kapara. Kapara can't come without putting a netina dam on the mizbeach. Without a placement of dam on the mizbeach, there's no way you can get a kapara. So going to Beit Hillel, that's to be a minimum of one. Minimum of one. And then the additional three are the lemitzvah to get you the four that the Torah tells you that you have by a chatat.
What are the, going back, what are the three for the mitzvah?
Well, you start four. You have four. And that's the Torah tells us by a chatat, a chitzon, you have to put arba matanot on the arba karnot. One on each of the karnot. So now I have four times that the Torah tells me. One of them tells me that that's the minimum. That's the minimum. That one works, and if you do just one, you're nitzchaper.
Three more
the mitzvah, exactly. So three more will be the mitzvah, and that's the way Bilal explains it. Now, what about the fact, how do you know by the other karbanot that one is sufficient? Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree, by Olah, Shlamim, Asham, one is sufficient. Where does Beit Hillel learn it, and where does Beit Shammai learn it? So Beit Hillel learns it from the fact that a chatat. If by a chatat, which is the most stringent of all the karbanot, the tums of the matanot, requires four, one is sufficient, then certainly by Shlamim, Hashem, and any other korban, right, one will be sufficient. So let's leave. That's for Beit Hillel. According to Beit Shammai, if you turn over the page in the top of page 2, there we have a pasuk in Dvarim. The pasuk in Dvarim says, and there in Dvarim, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, "V'asita olotecha habasar v'hadam al mizbach Hashem elokecha v'dam zivachecha yisha feich." So dam zivachecha yisha feich al mizbach Hashem elokecha basar tochel. So over there, only requirement is dam zivachecha yisha feich. Yisha feich is in the singular. Yisha feich sounds like it's enough that simply you pour once, one time, one shficha is enough. So that's how Beit Shammai knows. Beit Shammai knows about all the other karbanot, shlamim, asham, and olah, all which have a requirement of shfichat adam, which is shtayim shein arba. Over there in Dvarim, the pasuk says, dam zvacha yishafeich, one is enough. By the chatat, they have the psukim, and there they have eim lamikra, the way you read the pasuk. When you read the pasuk, karnot turn out to be six. Because they are all with malay, they're all written, they're all read malay. If they're all read malay, you have six times. So by chatat, you have a minimum of two. That's why two are makif. As opposed to that, Beit Hillel says by a chatat, you only have four. Because you have two that are karnot written chaser, one written malay. So that gives you four. According to Beit Hillel, already have by chatat minimum of one. By shlamim, olah, asham, it's obvious that one would be enough if it works by a chatat. So again, here we see that Beit Shammai subscribes to Eim Bamikra, the way that you read it. Next, Rabbi Shimon. So next case is Rabbi Shimon. How do we explain Rabbi Shimon? So the Tanya, we have a Braisa by Rabbi Shimon. So far we've had Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, who explained us by Shvuayim, Beit Shammai by Karnot, and now we have Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. If you have two walls in the sukkah that are full walls, and a third wall that is just a tefach wide, that is a kasher sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that you have to have three of them, a minimum of three walls that are total walls, and the fourth wall has to be a minimum of a tefach. What's their machlokas? Rabbanan Savra Yesh Eim LaMesoret. We go after the Mesoret. Rabbi Shimon, Savar Yesh Eim LaMikra. That you go about the way you read it. Rabbanan Savra Yesh Eim LaMesoret. In Eim LaMesoret, you read the Psukim. So I brought you here. It's the second source on page 2. It's from Vayikra Perchav Gimel. There it discusses Sukkot. It says there in the Pasuk, Vayikra Perchav Gimel, Pasuk Membet. B'sukkot teishvu shivat yamim, kol ezrach v'yisrael yishvu ba sukkot. Both of those times, Sukkot is written chaser. Then one more time, in Pasuk Mem Gimel, l'man yidu dorotechem ki b'sukkot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael. There Sukkot is written malay. So now if you go after Eim l'misoret goes after the way it's written. If it's after the way it's written, we have Sukkot twice written chaser, once written malay. So based on that, what do you have? So we're going to say, "Yesh l'misar b'sukkot b'sukkot b'sukkot." Arikan arba dal chad kradu gufei. You need one pasuk to teach you sukkot that you have to have a sukkah. I mean, that sukkah means schach. That's how we know what the definition of sukkah is. Now you're left with three walls. Pashalutlat, then you're left over three. Atai hilchasa. There's halacha l'moshe b'sinai that says one wall can be a tefach. So that takes out. Gar ata l'shlishit. You reduce the third wall down to a tefach. So that means, v'kimta tefach. That means you're left with two whole walls plus a tefach. So according to Chachamim, you have four sukkot based on Emunah Mesoret, which is the way it's written. Two chaser, one male gives you four sukkot. One teaches you that the sukkah is made out of schach. Two of them come to teach you need two full walls. The third one, by Ayidei, the halacha of Moshe Sinai, is reduced to a tefach. And that's the Rabbanan's opinion. Two walls plus a tefach, sufficient by a sukkah. Going to Rabbi Shimon, disagrees. Rabbi Savar, b'sukot, 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 kulam, malay. Why are they all written malay? Because we go after Eim LaMikra, the way they're read. If you read them, they're all read as sukkot, which is sukkot with the malay. That turns out that how many do you have? You have six. Harishesh. Dal, kra, l'kufe. You have to take one away for the pasuk itself, to teach you schach. When you take away one, you're really taking away two. Right, because you're taking away the word sukkot once. Sukkot once is really equal to two. So you reduced it by two, so you have four remaining. One sukkot is used to teach you that a sukkah requires schach. Now you remain with four. Now you have four. What do you do with those four? Pashlu arba, ata yuchato girata lirvi, tukimta tefach. You have four. You take the last wall, the fourth wall, and you take the lochel mishi sinai, and that reduces the fourth wall down to a tefach. That means, according to Bishimon, you need three whole walls. But it's one wall that is a tefach. And that's the shittat of Rabbi Shimon. Now, Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Meir, Minayin, Rabbi Adam, Shiatzam, Mishnei Meitim, Shemetamei Ba'ohel. How do you know that a Rabbi Adam is Metamei Ba'ohel? There are certain items of the mate. We know if you have a whole mate in an OL, that's Metamei Ba'ohel. There are also certain derivatives of a mate that also will be mitamei bo, because zayit basar min amate, rov binyan, rov minyan. These are all different types of considerations. One of those is revi adam. Why revi adam? Revi adam is the nefesh adam. Revi adam is considered, according to the Gemara, to be the amount of dam that gives life to an individual. If you take out a revi'at adam, the person would die. So if you have a revi'at adam that's found inside of an ohel, that means the nefesh adam is found in the ohel, that is metamei bohel. Rabbi Akiva wants to suggest, by other tumot, it's true that you can be mitzaref. If you have a chatzik zayit that made from one mate, and a chatzik zayit from another mate, they're mitzaref to make it into a single tumat hamate. So if you have a single tumat hamate, it should work out to make an ohel. So Rabbi Akiva wants to know, is that true by dam? By dam, if you have chetzi revi'it from one mate and a chetzi revi'it from another mate, can they be mitzdareif to be mitamei bo'el? So that's what Rabbi Akiva says over here. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Minayin, revi'it dam, shi'atzam, shnei mitim, shmitamei bo'el, shenemar, al kol nafshot mate lo yavo, shtei nafshot, v'shir echad. It's one shir, and the pasuk says nafshot, nafshot is in plural. If in the plural, then you have two mateim, providing one revi'it. So if you look in the psukim, it's the third on page two. It's Vayikra Perek Chaf Aleph. We're talking about a kohel gadol me'achav sheyutzak al rosho shemen amishcha umileyet yadol uboshet v'gadim et rosho lo yifra v'gadav lo yifrom v'al kol nafshot meit lo yavol aviv limo lo yitameh. So now over there, when it's written nafshot, it's written chaser. Nafshot is written chaser, but it's pronounced nafshot, meaning that as if there was a vav, right? If there was a cholem, right? That was there, a cholem aleh, that was there. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, nafshot is in plural. It says, I'll call nafshot, mate, lo yavot, nafshot. How do we know nafshot? Nafshot means revi'it adam, because that's nefesh adam. And that's metame bohel, and it says nafshot in plural. So one shiur, two nafshot. Rabbana, nafshot k'tiv. Rabbana said, no, it's written chaser. Chaser means that it's only one nefesh achat, and it means only one mate can provide the revi'it hadam. So again, here we have Rabbi Akiva explaining to us how you get a, through Eim HaMikra, you get a limud of two mateim can provide the revi'it hadam. Now truthfully, whenever it comes to a mate, any part of the mate can be mitzdareif to get you a whole shi'ur. So what's the Gemara worrying about? Why is dam exceptional versus the mate itself? So Tosis over here wants to suggest... Right, anytime. There's a minimum shiur. The shiur just says I need basara mate. I don't care how I get basara mate. No matter how many mitim it comes from, the basara mate just means basara mate. So how come it's different by dam that we have to have a limud to teach us that you need two, right? You need two mitim, it's okay. By basara, nobody looks for a limud. Anytime you have a gzait basara mate, whether it comes from two, three, four mitim, it's always gzait basara mate. Why doesn't it work the same way by dam? So he says the Tosfos answers. Veishlam are the shiny mate. Tafilu basar tzmo lo ayam mitamei ilam mishum demakomo nasit zaleket. He says that the special about the basar mate is that the basar mate has a din of the mate atzmo because of the properties of the basar afterwards. Even when the basar rots, because it becomes a tzaleket, then it's still mitamei b'mate. That's not true of dam. Dam came on to gizo machlif. He loved the rabbi cried zimiteir. Dam is something that's replenished or replaced. So, therefore, if it's replenished or replaced, it doesn't have the same din of basar, it's a chiddush that it's tamei. Well, based on that, behind and akamanayin, the revit dam of mishnemitim shu metamei, lavshim shi'e pashut lo b'meit echad. It's not that it's so simple by a meit echad that dam would be metamei. But labai kra, dim a meit echad, yetamei uadim mishnemitim eleka miyuta. So this is what the Tosfos suggests over here, that the question of the Gemara is not whether it's mitzarei for two meitim. It's a question of it's mitamei legamrei. Is dama meit mitamei? Bohel. Is that, even though it's nesh nesha adam, nevertheless, if a person loses blood, the body is able to replace that blood. So who says that the blood that was discharged, the blood that's out, is meit? It's classified as part of the meit. So that's along comes the pasuk to teach us. That's the chiddush of the pasuk to teach us that dama meit is tamei. Once you know dama meit is tamei, automatically two meitim would be mitzaref. Just like basara meit. Basara meit, we know that it's tamei. Why? Because the basar becomes silicate. It's part of the body, right? And it's part of the meit itself. And if it's lost, it's not necessarily replaced, right? If you have a large section that's taken off, it won't necessarily be replaced. It becomes a scab. It doesn't replace itself necessarily as basar, soft, the original basar. And therefore, it's mitamei kameit, because ayat the basar has been tamei kameit. Once it's mitamei kameit, we can mitstarif them. Ah, so why don't the chamim say that here? Because they have a miut. What's their miut? Nafshot is written chaser. Nafshot is written chaser, that comes to teach me only from one mate and not from two mateim. So the first step is that you have to say dam is mitamei, the mate. Once you have dam is mitamei mate, we'd automatically assume, right, that it would be mitstarif unless you have a miut. And that's what we have here. We have a miut because it's written chaser. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you kore it malay. So there's nothing to turn. There's no miut over here. And now, that's the five instances, five people we say that follow aim la mikra. Now, we're going to have a question. Matkala Ravacha Yaakov, mi ikra delele yesh aim la mikra. Who does not hold that there is aim la mikra? Why? Titania. I have a pasuk. If you look in the pasukim that we brought you over here, pasukim, the fourth set of pasukim is Shmot Perchav Gimel. Shalosh piyamim b'shana yirekul zvucha et pnei Adon Hashem. Next pasuk. Lo tizbach hachameitz dam zivchi v'lo yalin chelev chagi yad haboker. Can't leave over the fat from the mizbech until the morning. Last pasuk. Veshit begorei ad matcha tavi beit Hashem lakecha lo ketefeshel gdi be... Right, chalev imo. How do you know it's chalev? The pasuk before, you said the exact same word and it said chalev. How do you know it's chalev and not chalev? It's only one way you know, because yesh aim lemikra. It's the way you read it. We have a mesoret that you read that word as chalev and not as chalev. Because right, the puzzle before had the exact same word and pronounced it as chalev. So that's what Rav Acha says. Right, so it says b'chalev imo. Yachol b'chalev. It says, you could talk to me, Amart. You thought it could be the word chalev, yesh aim lemikra. The reason that it's not that way is because it's the way it's read. The way it's read is chalev. Right? So chalev is the only way that one can be chayav, is if it's cooked in chalev imo, and not if it has anything to do with being cooked in chalev imo. Does anybody disagree? Is there anybody out there who says that you have to cook the lot v'shel v'gedi b'chalev imo? No, there's nobody who says that. Everybody agrees there that it's b'chalev imo. Ella, you have to say there, the kuli ama yesh aim lemikra. Everybody holds of aim lamikra. Now the Gemara is now going to go and try to unwind all the machlokot that we just saw. So five opinions over here. Those five opinions were premised on a machlokot to whether yesh aim lamikra or yesh aim lemisoret. Now if the Gemara comes along and says it, yesh aim lamikra, and yesh, everybody holds of yesh aim lamikra, they can't explain all the machlokot that way. So now what the Gemara is going to have to do is unwind all those machlokot and say that they're not about aim lamikra and aim lemisoret. So that's what the Gemara is about to do.
The pasuk that we, for instance, the pasuk you brought before, the shivim neshvuai. If it just could have asked, is there any Tana who says that it's shivim?
Right, we know there's not, right?
Of course there isn't.
So you right. see, it's not only these chamisha tamim or everyone agrees that shiyesh em la mikra.
Right. Very good. Over there, by Shivim, you have another answer, which is that your other answer is, even if you don't hold the Ve'im LaMikra, you could still have the Limud. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben right, Yoetz proved, which is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Yoetz showed you that even if he didn't have Im LaMikra, you could have learned it from a logical argument. Right? So there's no proof from that Rabbi Yehuda ben Yoetz. There's no proof from Shivim or Shuvayim that you have to hold the Ve'im LaMikra, because there's a way to circumvent that. Over here, by Chalevi Mo, there's no way around it. There's no other way to have that limud. Right, so now, the Gemara says, okay, how are we going to unwind them? The first machloka is from our Gemara here. It's Rabbi Rabbanan, who argue about whether you need five dayanim or three dayanim from the word Elohim. So Rabbi Adam Bahakim Iflim, Rabbi Sabar Yarshiun Elohim Achrine. Rabbanan Sabar Yeshiun is the Heach Bahai. So now, if you look in the Pasuk, back on the first page, we have the word Elohim appear. It says Elohim once, then it says Hi Elohim is number two, and it says Yarshion Elohim. Yarshion is in the plural, and everybody agrees it. Why? Because we say Im LaMikra. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, when it says Yarshion Elohim, that's the new, it's a new manifestation of the word Elohim in the Pasuk. It's a new manifestation of the word Elohim in the Pasuk. That means Elohim one, Elohim two, and then Yarshion Elohim gives you another two, which is four. The Chachamim come along and say, no, Yarshion, you're right, it's written in plural. But Yarshion over here is referencing the two Elohims that were mentioned prior in the Pasuk. Why? Because it says, Nivra Krab Balabait El Elohim. The Balabait goes to the court of the judges. And then, Ki Huzeh Ad Elohim Yavod Varshanem. And they will go before the judges and have their words. But then it says, Asher Yarshion Elohim. The judges will obligate or make Chayav somebody here. Now those Elohim, Yarshion Elohim, are they new judges? That's what Rabbi Yehuda claims. Yarshion means another two Elohim. The Rabbanan say no. That what these are, Yarshion deheach v'hai. Those are the two Elohims that were mentioned prior. The judges already mentioned. Who you come to take the Shuvah before, or who you bring the case to is the Elohim. Then the judges, those same judges that were mentioned before, Elohim, Elohim, they are Yarshion Elohim. They will decide the case. They will obligate one of the parties over here. So the Yarshion is referencing the two prior Elohims. So now what do you have? You're left with only two Elohims. If you have two Elohims, how do you get to three judges? You can't have Beis Din Shekel. So the Chachamim say, the question here is not whether Yarshion is plural or not. Everybody agrees, Im LaMikra, they're plural. But the question is it a new set of judges that we're talking about, and then you have four? Or is it referencing the two prior cases, instances of Elohim? And that's the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan.
According to Rebbe, the two new Dayanim come from the plurality in Yarshion.
Yarshion Elohim. It mentions the word Elohim again, but it's Yarshion Elohim.
Yarshion is the plural.
Right, correct. But the Chachamim agree that. They just say that it's plural, it's two judges, but it's referencing the two times that Elohim were mentioned in the Pasuk before. So that's why it's plural. So everybody agrees, Im LaMikra, just my focus about is it a referencing prior, the two Elohims mentioned prior in the Pasuk, or is it a new set of Elohims here, which would make it four instead of two? That's all. They have Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, this is the second machloka, Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei. By Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, there's nobody argues, this is what you were suggesting, David. Nobody argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody agrees that the word there is Shvuayim. You don't have an opinion that says Shivim, which was your question. Everybody says Shuayim, so it's Im LaMikra. Now truthfully, it's not definitive, because you could learn it even without Im LaMikra. But anyway, the Chachamim don't disagree, so you don't have to say that there's any problem. Beit Hillel, what are you going to do with Beit Hillel? Now Beit Hillel, we said before, was Karnot, Karnot, Karnot. According to Beit Hillel, two of them were Chazer, one was Malay. So now we have the Tanya, V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. So if you turn back to the first page of Mekorot that I brought to you, in Vayikra, Perek Yudalot, it's the third one down. Over there, it says, in each time there's a Chatat. The Chatat HaNasi, in Pasuk Chavav, it says, V'chiper alav ha-Kohen mi-Chatato v'nislach lo. In the Chatat HaYachid, twice. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, at the end it says, V'chiper alav ha-Kohen mi-Nislach lo. And then again, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says, V'chiper alav ha-Kohen al-Chatato ha-Shechatav nislach lo. So the word V'chiper appears three times by those Chatot HaYachid. V'chiper, 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 that's what the Gemara is after here. Mipnei Adin would have been a Kavachomer, a Din Hill. This is a Kavachomer. Ne'mar damim lamata, v'ne'mar damim lamala. It says damim below, it says damim above. Those that it says below, if you use one, when you do one sprinkling, it's enough. So to above, it should work as matana achat. Rashi here brings three possibilities of how to read this Gemara. If I had looked at it, when I looked at it, I read it this way. What does the mala ulamata here mean? How do you tell what lamala lamata is? Gemara says everything that's done lamata, matana achat is good. So therefore, lamala matana achat is good. What is lamata and what is lamala? So the simple way to read it, this is the way Rashi favors in the three interpretations, is lamata are korbanos that are brought lamata michuta sikra on the bottom of the mizbeach. What korbanos have matanot that are below the mizbeach? Ola, shlamim, asham. All korbanot that require shtayim shein arba or matana achat are done. The shfichat adam that is done on the lower part of the mizbeach. We know already, according to Beit Hillel, that matana achat is sufficient in that case. So too to Beit Shammai, matana achat is sufficient by nolah shlamim and asham. So if there's one below is enough, so too the damim lamala. What are the damim lamala? That's the chatat. Where are the damim? Where's the matan damim of chatat? On the karnot of mizbeach. That's up above. Above the chutat sikra, on the top of the mizbeach, you put matan dam on the four karnot for the chatat. So that's what the Gemara says. Just like the matanot lamata, even though they really should be shtayim shein arba, one is sufficient, so too the matanot lamala that are above, meaning on the karnot, should also be sufficient one. That's one way to learn it. The second way that Rashi brings down, or it's really the first way that he explains it, but the other way to learn it is based on the psukim that are found below. Lamata lamala is its reference in where you're found in the Chumash. Right here we're talking about all the chataot in Vayikra. In the next parak in Vayikra, it talks about a korban ole v'yored. A chatat ole v'yored. What's that case? That's the case here. I brought it for you on the second page, the middle of the second page. Vayikra pach per hey. Right, this is a shvat bitui, who ate or ra'a or shvat eidut. Right, v'lo yagiv nasavano. Oh, nefesh shebichol devar tamei or nivlat chayat tamei. Someone who is tamei, or right, someone who touches something tamei and then goes into the mikdash or eats kodashim, he has to bring a korban. That korban has multiple manifestations. It's a levy or eight. You'd have to bring an animal. If you're too poor, you bring a bird. And if you're too poor, you bring a mincha. In that time, when you bring the bird, it says, and I brought you the pasuk here, in Vayikra Perchavei, pasuk tet, vizah midam achatat al kir mizbeach. When it comes to the oaf, it says, vizah dam al kir mizbeach. You take the oaf and you squeeze the blood, right? You sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. How many times do you have to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach? Pamachat. Once is enough. By a bird, achatat ha'oaf, one sprinkle is enough. So that's what it means. That which is the mata, meaning later on the psukim, the mata means further on the psukim, by the chatat oaf, one is sufficient. So too, by chatat beima, one should be sufficient. And now the last possibility that Rashi brings down is Lashon Acher, the mata, beparshat tachtuna, of the Vayikra, which is Bashamot. In the bottom of the parts of Vayikra of the Hashemot, Ktivei, that's in Hashemot, it's written, again, L'shem etzem v'yikikar. It's a chatat, again, the possibilities are chatat ha'of, right, which is, hizam idam ha'chatat, and the dam ha'of is brought on the lower half of the Mizbeach, it's brought on the lamata on the Mizbeach, it's also lamata, it's further on in the Sukkim, so those are two possibilities to read lamata. The mata is that the dam chatat ov is brought on the lower half of the mizbeach, or the dam chatat ov is written later on the psukim. The mala is referring to the chatat, which is brought on the karnot of mizbeach, or is earlier in the psukim. The other possibility, which is the one that Rashi favors, is that lamata is all the korbanot behima that are brought lamata, olash, lamim, right, asham, which all have matanach chat is fine. So too, above, which is the chatat, one should be sufficient. So that's the way Beit Hillel is going to learn. Now, or klach lederech zu, or say the other way around. Nemer damim b'chutz, v'nemer damim b'fnim. There's a chatat pnimit, and a chatat achitzonit. We saw before, what are the chatat pnimiyot? Chatat pnimiyot is paralim davar shel siyor, and par shel kohen mashiach. Those are the two that we didn't use before. Ma damim amurim b'fnim, chiser achat mimatanot la'asav l'klum. That we know, Mishnah in Ezu Mekoman, right, that matah achat mehen me'akevet. Any, if you have to sprinkle, you have to sprinkle every single one. When it comes to the damim that go on the mizbeach, on the mizbeach toward the samim, you miss one of them, doesn't work. So let's see. Also, we'll say the same thing by the chatat hachitzonit. You miss one matan adam, you're out. So now, based on this, what do you have? You have two possibilities of what the chatat should be compared to. Should it be compared to other chatot, but they're chatot nimiot, right? Or should it compare them to other korbanot? Or behema, let's assume that's like that way. Rashi. Other karbanot behema, but they're brought on karban chitzon. So which one is it more like? Nir lemi domeh. What's it more like? Danin chutz michutz, v'in danim chutz mifnim. We'll learn now from the karbanot that are chutz, because they're all brought on the karbanot that mizbeach chitzon. So Mizbeach Kitzon teaches you that you should compare them to those that are found on Mizbeach Kitzon. Oh, Klach Derzu, Danim Chatat, Vidal Karnot, Michatat, Varba Karnot. The other way around also makes sense. Why we should learn out from the Chatat Apnimit, because the Chatat Apnimit has four Matanot that go on top of Mizbeach. So to the Chatat Chitzon. So what is it more like? It's a Chatat that has four Matanot. Which one is it more like? How can you talk about Karbonot Behima, Asham, Ula? That only they have Shtayim Shein Arba and they go Lamato on the Mizbeach. Talmud Omar comes to Pasuk says, V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper three times. V'vnei Adin. Kiper, Afal Pishon Ol Natan, Elish Losham. Because of what you could have learned here, how do we know which way to go? You could have learned four. You learn four, you say, Kiper teaches you, even if you only put one, takes away one. Kiper, Afal Pishon Ol Natan, Elish Shtayim. Kiper, even though you didn't have two. Kiper, Afal Pishon Ol Natan, Elish Achat. Four would be what is written in the Psukim. Each one of these kipers comes to teach you to reduce one. That one is not ma'akev. Kapara, even if you only have three. Kapara, even though you have two. Kapara, even though you have one. So that teaches you according to Beit Hillel. That's how Beit Hillel knows that by mtana achat, by a chatat, not, right, it's only not ma'akev. You need just one, and that's it. The other three are not ma'akev. He learns out v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. But that tells us that he doesn't have to learn out from the aim l'masorot anymore. It's nothing to do with aim l'masorot. It's just simply aim la Mikra. And now,
what kind of drasha is this? Kiper, kiper, kiper. It's like it goes down each time.
I mean, what is? How is it working? The limud?
Yeah, the mechanics of this. Like,
it works with the way it works is that you have a context. You have a context in which the word is found. The context here is that you have four matanot already. So we know that there are four matanot, and we know that the matanot are water mechaper. So now when the Torah afterwards says v'chiper each time, what's the additional v'chiper coming to teach us? It's extraneous in some sense, it's unnecessary. Then I say v'chiper, what do we do with it? So each one comes l'ma'ayit. As opposed to like very by Sukkot. By Sukkot we did it the other way around. What's the minimum? We don't know. We don't know what the minimum is. So each word Sukkah comes to add on an additional wall. You have to look at what the default of the context is. By Sukkot we have no idea how many walls there should be. Therefore each word, additional word Sukkah comes to tell us to add another wall. By Dam, we already know there are four matanot. So each word of chiper now is going to come to reduce what is known as the default. It's going to be ma'ayit, the default. So again, if you need it to be merabeh, each additional word will add another item. If you already know how many there are, then each additional word will come to be mima'ayit, come to reduce. And that's what you have here. Chiper, chiper, chiper is coming to reducing the numbers. And now, the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan, Ba'apligay. Shimon Sabar, Sachcha lo Ba'ikra. Rabban Sabar, Sachcha Ba'ikra. Very simple. Everybody agrees that there's aim, what? Aim Lamikra. Right, exactly. Everybody agrees, aim Lamikra. If there's aim Lamikra, that means that six times the word is written, Sukkot is written. So if it's six times the word Sukkot is written, because you say Sukkot, 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 Malay, each time. So if you have six, depends on how you view this. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon doesn't require six walls for the sukkah. So it must mean, and you have to say this, that one of the sukkot is used for the basic idea that you have to create a sukkah, the gufei, like he said before on the previous amud. And therefore what's left are the four walls, and then the Rabbi Shimon is l'shitatei. The problem now arises for the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan have to agree with Rabbi Shimon, because they're saying, Eim Lamikra, that there are six walls here. Now, they're going to have to agree also that one of those words, Sukkot, is used for the basic mitzvah of Sukkah. The basic mitzvah of Sukkah comes from the word Sukkah, and then you're left with four walls. Well, how do the Rabbanan then get from four walls down to three walls? So Gemara's answer is that they need it for Schachra. They need it not only for the word Sukkah to teach you the basic mitzvah of Sukkah, but they need the word Sukkah to teach you that you need to have Schach. But if you do that, then you've eliminated another word of Sukkot. If you eliminate another word of Sukkot, all you're left with are two walls. So how do the Rabbanan get to three walls, which actually turns out to be a difficulty here in this sugya? And number two, which we're going to see in a second, even if you can answer that question, why is it if you already have the basic mitzvah of Sukkah denoted by the word Sukkah, do you need a separate word to teach you the Tzchach? So the Ran and the Maram and the Aruch Haner all deal with this issue. And the Ran suggests over here that it has to do with the word of Tzchach comes to teach you a din of other dinim in Tzchach. It's not that they're using the whole word of sukkah to teach you the word that you need tzchach on top. No, we know we need tzchach on top already because you have the pashut word of sukkah. So the word sukkah teaches you that you need tzchach. Now, there are other dinim in tzchach, first of all, like latasev, lo minasui, all those dinim. So now you remain with four words of sukkah. One of those four we lose to during the din of latasev, lo minasui. And that's why you have remaining three walls. The Urach HaNer rejects this understanding, because again, he says, I don't understand that. The din of Schach and Taseh Lom is a din in Schach itself. And if you're learning from the word Sukkah, that you need Sukkah, the definition of Sukkah is Schach, and the definition of Schach is Taseh Lom HaNasui. So Urach HaNer, on the other hand, suggests that it has to do with Alachot of Schach versus the walls. That, for instance, there's a din that the three walls must touch the Schach. So that's what that extra word schach, what the Rabbanan are saying. They're coming to teach you a din of the interaction between the walls and the schach. Therefore, the first word, sukkot, is used to teach you about sukkah in general, that you need to know that sukkah and sukkah comes with schach. Then you have four sukkot left from the two remaining words that are in plural. Those four instances, you use three of them for the walls themselves. And the fourth one, you use to tell you that the walls themselves much touch the schach. Not to teach you that it's a wall, but the three walls that you have much touch the schach. So that extra din is learned out from schach, and therefore you only have three of the four remaining to teach you the three walls. There are others that try to answer or try to differentiate between the Rabbanan, I think from Rabbi Yoshev, they try to differentiate between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon based on the unit here. Do we look at the walls and Tzchach as a single unit, or do we look at the walls as a separate unit and the Tzchach as a separate unit? Therefore, if you have four instances of the word Sukkah after the Torah is already told to make a Sukkah, then what are those four instances relate to? According to the Chachamim, one of them is going to relate to the Tzchach itself, the other three to the walls, because that's a Sukkah. A Sukkah is made up of walls and Tzchach. That's a unit of a Sukkah. So therefore, when they have four instances here, one's for Tzchach, three are for the walls. According to Rabbi Shimon, Tzchach is a separate entity from the walls themselves. So therefore, if the word Sukkah comes to teach you about walls, you have four remaining, and those four refer to the four walls, and not to the Tzchach at all, because the Tzchach is separate, totally separate entity from the walls, and we learn that from the word, first word Sukkah, that teaches you Tzchach. And then over here, now we have four Sukkot left to deal with the walls and nothing to do with the Tzchach. Either way, you just have to be aware that there's this issue here, that if you have the word Sukkot three times in plural, it gives you six. And if you eliminate one, right, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to have to eliminate one of them. And according to Chachamim, you have to eliminate two, but if you eliminate two, you really eliminate four. So you have to deal with this issue of how do you get from six down to three, according to the Chachamim. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, what are you going to do with the machloket? Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan is the fifth machloket. We said the machloket about nafshot. Bahapli, Rabbi Kiva Sarei nafshot, tartei mashma. Rabbanan Sarei nafshot, alma mashma. Nafshot, you're right, everybody agrees that nafshot is plural. But the question is, when it's written as plural, what does that mean? Rabbi Kiva says plural means two meitim that provide the revi'at adam. Right, I'm saying no. Many times, the word plural is talking about any mate in the world. I'll call him nafshot mate. Nafshot is not about any two particular mateim that provide the reviyat adam. It means any mate in the whole world that provides the reviyat adam. But nafshot is not two, but it means nafshot means any mate, as in that plural sense.
But it's people's blood.
Right? Yeah. People's blood. Right, exactly. Udukuli amo yish em lemikra. Does everybody really hold that em lemikra? Is that really true? Vatanya. We have a price. Raisa says it's by Tefillin Shorosh, L'totafot, L'totafot, L'totafot. Three times the word L'totafot is used. Where is that? I brought them for you. The case is there. Shmuel Perek Yugimel, the Parsha of Vayakhi V'echa, Parsha of Shema, and Parsha of Ayim Shemoa. Three times the word L'totafot is used. Harikan Arba. Why? Because two of them are Chaser. One is Malay. You get four L'totafot. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. That's the position of Rabbi Israel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarich. You don't need that. Why? Tat bekafti shtayim. The word tat in the language of the Kaftfim is two. Pat b'afrike, pat, the word pat for afrikim is shtayim. Then you have four. So what is the Gemara after here? They want to know, how do you know by Shel Rosh that you have four compartments? How do you know four? So Rabbi Ishmael comes along and tells you, because the word totavot. Two chaser, one malay. So how do I know? That means four compartments. Why? Because we don't go after Im LaMikra, we go after Im LaMistorit. By the way, this is exactly what Sukkot looks like. Two chaser, one malay, and the Gemara there, dashan four. I just pointed out. But now what do you have? Four times, and he says that gives you four compartments. Okay, he says, I don't need that. The word itself, totafot, means four, because it says tat and fo, and pat, tat and pat, together make four. So that's how I know four compartments. Rabbi Shmuel, that you're going to aim LaMistorit, because you're going after the way it's written, not after the way it's pronounced. So now, the only big problem, let me tell you a secret, there is no totafot malay in the Torah. This is a huge problem here, right? If you look here, I brought you the psukim, in Shmuel Per Gimel, Shmuel Ber Gimel, it says Vayakha Biyacha, it says the word Totofot, Chaser. Dvarim Perek Vav, in Shema, Totofot, Chaser. Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, Totofot, Vayayim Shema, Totofot is Chaser. Three times the word is Totofot is written, every time it's written, Chaser. Right. And then here Rashi says, Totofot is Malay. He says, look, if you look in Rashi, Pashat Shema, Pashat Kiviyacha, Ktiv Totofot, Chaser Vav. Aval Pashat Vayakim Shema, Ktiv Totofot, Malay. You look at our Vayayim Shema, there's no sign of a Vav. There is no Malay. Everything is written Chaser, and nothing is written Malay. Along comes Tosfot, Tosfot says, recognizes the problem. Top Tosfot, Tosfot brings two ways to explain it. Says Tema Delo Ktiv Vav Ben Pei Latov Bekulu. There's no time it's written Malay between the Pei and the Vav at the end. V'yesh Mefarshim Mishum Dektiv U LeTotafot Gorin Rav De Bereisha Teva Umosifim Besofa Teva. If you look in Parshat Vayakev Yecha, it says U LeTotafot. So the U, that extra Vav in the front, you take that Vav and you put it between the Pei and the Tet. That's one answer. Rabbeinu Tam brings the second answer down. It's towards the end of the Tosfos, way at the end of the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam mefaresh the vav de totafot darish u le totafot. V'achi kasinan le totafot u le totafot. All of them say le totafot with the lamed in front of them. The other one says u le totafot with an extra vav over there. So the totafot arikan dalid vavagav darish darish de lo darish vav vav lamed darish. So even though Rabbi Shimon in general does not darshin an extra vav in the beginning. Nevertheless, over here, we're going to say that he does darshan the extra vav because it says a vav and a lamed. So a vav and a lamed are going to allow him to, I mean, Rabbi Shmuel, in general, does not darshan an extra vav. Over here, he will because it's a vav and a lamed. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the limud here is the fact that it says, ooh, the vav in the beginning. But that vav is the extra item. Not that you move it around, but simply the vav in the beginning. Instead of le totafot, ooh le totafot, that's the extra vav. Right? Both of them are scrambling. Tosos here and Rabbeinu Tam are scrambling because the Girsa is just not that way. What I brought for you afterwards is brought you the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, Mechilta de Rashbi, who also quote the Psukim over here. I'll just show you, by the way, that it's completely and totally inconsistent in terms of where the way Totafot is written. If you look at the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, which I brought you at the end, it says, Tamar Lomar, the Totafot, Hare Arba Totafot Amurot. It says Totafot four times. There, the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel wrote Totafot Malay, both places. Right? It said twice Malay in the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel. So you want to talk about whether it's Malay or Chaser, they have a totally different, they have two times Malay. There's no even semblance of that. Now, what I think the explanation for it is, actually, we happen to be learning in the Shir, we go to Meir Lichtenstein, learning Shir Menachot about Tefillin, and he brought down the Mechilta Rashbi. And this is the way I explain the Mechilta Rashbi. I think this is the simplest way to explain the Gemara over here. If you look in Menachot, you look in Tzvachim, by the way, the Girsa, even in the Bavli, is different in these places, about what the Tefot are, how many Malay, how many Chaser. What I think is happening over here, and this is based on the Mechilta Rashbi, it says, how do you know there's only one compartment by the Tefillin Shalyad? It says, because Tamal Omar, Lot. It says on the, by it comes to Tefillin, it says, by you, the Oat, Al Yadcha. Every time, that's in four times, the word Oat is used. Four times. That's even in the Parsha Baya Bechor, right, Parsha of Kol Bechor, also it's written Oat Al Yadcha. Every time it mentions Tefillin Shayad, it uses the word Oat. Four times it uses the word Oat. So now if I tell you, it uses the word Oat, and it uses the same word every single time. Now what could the Torah have done? The Torah could have used a different word, like it does by Totafot. You know what it writes? The first time it writes about Tefillin Shel Rosh, what does it say? Ulezikaron Beinecha. Then it changes the word to Totafot in the next three times. So now, in the case of Yad, it says Oat, and now I have, each time the Torah writes Oat again, what do I have? That's what the Mechilta Rashbi says. Look in the Mechilta Rashbi, the first line, it says, Ayadcha ben enecha, ba ben enecha, arba, fiyadcha, arba. No, Tamar Lomar la'ot. Velo arba. La'ot, velo shalosh. La'ot, velo shtayim. What is the Mechilta Rashbi saying? Is that the word oat is set up by Kol Bechor. Now, every time I write it again, the word oat, I could have changed it. The fact that I don't change it is a miut. So that comes oat, take one away. Oat, take another one away. Oat, take another one away until I get to one box. That is not true by Tefillin Shel Rosh. When it comes to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, how does it work? The first time the word is written is the Zikaron Beinecha. What would I have anticipated to be written? Zikaron, 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 Zikaron. That's not written. Instead, it's written the word totafot. So now, first time it's written totafot, add another one. Second time it's written totafot, add another one. Third time it's written, add another one, I get to four batim. I would learn, that's how I would learn this. And when it comes to say, totafot, that's what it's coming to tell you. It should have written zikaron each time. The fact that it doesn't write zikaron each time comes to teach you totafot. That teaches you each time that the Torah does not follow the pattern that you have by the yad. That teaches an extra bayit. That's how you get four batim. Now, that's still aim the mesorit. Because you're still reading totafot each time as being a singular and not a plural. That's all the Gemara is after. Ain't lemon salad. Because here, totafot. It's about the way it's written and not about the way it's pronounced. Otherwise, you end up with six, right? Instead of the additional three that are written over here. And just my personal view of that. Maybe what the limud should have been over here. So you avoid the whole problem with malay and chaser and the problems of how we don't have such a thing in our Gemaras. And now, aval chai chelev v'chalav. It's now, so Gemara says, okay, wait a minute. Now we found another person that says that there's ein lemesorot and not ein lemikra. So Gemara says, ani milei kiplige. Eche deshnei shani kra mimesorot. Right now, when do they argue is when the pasuk changes from the mesorot. Aval chelev v'chalav d'chi hadad ininu. There's no difference between them. Yesh ein lemikra. Then we go after the reading. Meaning that by the word chelev and chalav, they're spelled the exact same way. If they're spelled the exact same way, then you have chelev, chalav, you pick chalav, you go after the mikra. You go after the mikra. On the other hand, when it comes to the word being changed, Rashi says when there's a vav added, whenever there's a malay written, then you go after aim lemesorot. So even those that say aim lemesorot, they're only going to say aim lemesorot when you have an additional letter that's added into the Torah. But they're not going to say, right, aim lemesorot, when it comes to chalev and chalav, because over there, they're both spelled exactly the same way. Alright, so if the mesoret has totafot, and then you have another totafot that has an extra vav in it, in that case, we're going to darshan aim la mesoret. On the other hand, if you have a word that is pronounced the same way, and it's not, then you're going to pronounce it aim la mikra. That's going to define it for us. So now the Gemara says, if that's true, Vahare, what about the case of, we brought this in the Pasuk, it's in the same Pasuk as Lot Vashel, Gdib Chalevi Mosh, just before that, Shlosh Pamim Bashana, Yeira'eh, Koz Churchad, Pnei Adon Hashem. Over there, Yeira'eh could be pronounced Yir'eh, or it could be pronounced Yeira'eh. Yeira'eh means to be seen, Yir'eh means to see. So when you say Yeira'eh Koz Churchad, or Yeira'eh Koz Churchad, there it's written the same way. Over there it's the same. Uplige, there's a machlokes, whether it's aim la mesorot or aim la mikra. The time you have a brisa, Yochanan ben Avi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Asuma bechad me'enav, a person who's blind in one eye. Patur min ariyah, it does not have to go up to, it does not have to appear in the Mikdash, it's patur for me in Karban Riyah and appearing in the Mikdash. Why? Shinemar, over there it says, Yir'eh, Yira'eh. Shederach Shabbat Lirot, Kach Ba Lira'ot. So just like he comes to see, so too he comes to be seen. Mali wrote b'shteinav, just like he comes to see with his two eyes. Avle wrote b'shteinav, also he comes to be seen with his two eyes. Here it's a machlokas Rashi in the Tosafot, how to read this Gemara over here. Is it lira'ot? Who is the ro'eh over here? Rashi claims lira'ot is Hashem. Mali wrote b'shteinav, just like when you come up, Hashem sees you with his two eyes. Also, Eila Ra'ot, when you come to be seen by Hashem, you come to be seen with your two eyes. That's the way Rashi learns it, Tosus disagrees, and says, no. Lirot, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, Yir'eh kol b'zurcha, or Yir'eh kol b'zurcha. They have to both be referring to you. So if Yir'eh kol b'zurcha means that Lirot, just like you came up to see Hashem with your two eyes, Yira'eh, Hashem wants to see you with his two eyes. So you have to reverse the limud over here, and that's what the Rabbeinu, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, his is the other way. Ma le'ra'ot b'shteinayim. Just like you came up to be seen with two eyes, meaning the two eyes of Hashem, Yira'eh kol zurcha, you will be seen by Hashem, then af le'ra'ot, you will see with your two eyes. Right? Not that you will be seen with your two eyes, but rather you will see with your two eyes Hashem. You come up with the same limud, in the end it comes out, but it's the way you learn the limud. Is it yira'eh, or yira'eh? Depends on which way you're learning the limud. But what do you see from here? It's a machlokas about whether we learn aim la mesoret or aim la mikra.
Although, it's the same letters.
Right, it's the same letters. So now, el amar avacha breid ravika amar kra loka deveshel gedi derech bishul asra Torah. The only time it's asur if it's derech bishul. You can't cook in chelev. Chelev is a solid. You can't cook in it. Chalav is a liquid. Bishul requires a liquid. So if you had a choice between chalav and chalav, you have to pick chalav, because the only way you can be loted bashel is in chalav. So it's the context of the pasuk teaches you that it's chalav and not chalav. Because otherwise, loted bashel be chalav imo. Chalav imo doesn't make any sense. You can't cook in chalav. You can only cook in chalav. So based on that, he says that we don't have, it doesn't have about Eilam Masorot or Eilam Mikra. The last thing you should know is that there is an opinion in the Gemara in Tzvachim, and that here the Gemara does not entertain this opinion, that Yesh Eilam Mikra and Yesh Eilam Masorot, you darshan both of them. That not only do you darshan one, but you darshan both of them. Here the Gemara doesn't entertain that possibility. That would work very nicely. Because in these cases, you could have someone who holds Eilam Mikra and Eilam Masorot, and they could get the Limudim that they need plus the Eilam Masorot. Tosus over here explains, as Tosus in the previous Amud says, that depends. When do we say such a thing? He says here, says he gives a definition. When the Mikra and the Misoret are not soter achad et hasheni, you learn both. Ein la Mikra, ein la Misoret is when they don't disagree. Meaning that you can't read Shivim and Shuvayim. Why? They're mutually exclusive. 70 is not 14. So you can't do it. So there you have to pick Ein la Mikra, Ein la Misoret. But there are other times, like Yireh, other times where the Mikra and Misora are not necessarily, right, contradictory. If they're not contradictory, then we will say that you can learn Ein la Mikra and Ein la Misoret. Or, meaning that, Tosfos points out is that many of the people here who have the opinion, or many of the Tanaim here have either opinion of Ein la Mikra, Ein la Misoret, and other places have the opposite. Or they do both in other places. So he says that's because in other places it's not a challenge. Over here, all the machlokot surround the fact that here there's only one possible interpretation. You can't interpret them both in these cases because every one of them is mutually exclusive of the other. 70 versus 7, 2 versus 1, right? 4 versus 3. You can't have both. You can't have it both ways. Other places where the word kapot, for instance, by lulav, you can darshan it, echad lulav, right? 2 lulavim. You have 2 lulavim, then you can learn, em lamikra, em lamisoret, because they're not mutually exclusive in those cases. So it's just know that there is another opinion that Ein Lamikra, Ein Lamisoret is not mutually exclusive. If that's the case, and you can learn both of them, that could solve some of the problems in our Gemara over here. That even though some people hold that there's Ein Lamikra, they could be holding Ein Lamikra and Ein Lamisoret. Okay, we'll stop over here.